The secret to the successful National Delegates Conference of the NPP in Tamale has been attributed to constant contestants believing the electoral process and the enormous help of the media, particularly the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation. This also contributed to people getting along with what transpired in Tamale, thereby making the conference peaceful. The Director of Elections of the NPP, Martin J. Mensah-Khosa, made this known on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Focus, which discussed issues before, during, and after the National Delegates Conference of the NPP in Tamale. Mr. Khosa also noted the hard work also paid off.
Part of the secret was the media, particularly GBC. You helped us, you followed the trail, you gave us the opportunity to interact, to get people to be part of the program, to understand the program and to move with us. But by and large, we all went to Tamale with a common purpose, a common focus, clear understanding what we are about to do and what we didn't have to do. And so let me commend you in particular for this success story. We are very grateful to you. Otherwise, we worked. We have had to do what we've been taxed to do, and the whole secret for me was simply getting people to be part of the process, to understand the process, and running a transparent process. Once the thing is transparent and the platform is even for all those that are involved, then you stand the chance of getting everybody to rally around the decision that comes. The moment people feel that you have different set of rules for different set of people in one particular game on one platform, or if the platform is not even, then you have all kinds of problems. Luckily, we went into Tamale. We understood what we were about to do. Those who won have won. Those who lost have accepted in good faith, all because they believed in the process. And that for me is the secret.
Mr. J. Mensah-Khosa said before the round up to the National Delegates Conference, some people had accused the Electoral Committee of the NPP for popularizing the newly elected chairman of the party because of the delay in vetting him. He said the delay was not deliberate, but rather it was for the good of the party.
I have had people accuse me, even the contestants who contested Mr. Foko. Some have personally accused me around that time. Some sent in text messages. Why have you put Mr. Foko's vetting on hold? Is this all done to let him gain an advantage over us? His popularity is going up by the day. Well, it was not me. It was the vetting committee that were doing their work. Somebody had brought some allegations against Mr. Foko. It was just fair that you took time to do a diligent job. We did so on hindsight, believing that the person involved is a member of our party. The person involved has his own personal integrity to maintain. The person involved could be made a national chairman. So therefore, we had a duty to ourselves, to our party, to this person, to make sure that every stretch of doubt is completely removed, especially those matters that have been raised. And looking at the nature of those matters, having taken our time, it so emerged that that particular allegation was false. And therefore, Mr. Foko was cleared. So it was the better of it, but we did not do it deliberately to enhance Mr. Foko's chances. In one breath, I believe Mr. Foko and some other followers of his were not happy about that delay. On the other hand, also, his competitors said that we were doing it just to hype the man's chances and make him rather popular.
Mr. Mensah-Khosa also explained how some people came to the conference grounds with fake accreditation.
It was quite disappointing, but not unexpected. We quite expected that. I think 3-4 days to the process, we had information from security sources that some persons were in possession of accreditation meant to be for Tamale. At that point, the official accreditation that this conference had approved were already not out. And so we had to, using the security, follow up. And by and large, we retrieved quite a number of them. Luckily for us, they were entirely different from what we ourselves had designed for this process. So 2 days to that, we had to work at how we could retrieve them. Maybe we couldn't collect all. That also informed our decision that we don't give accreditation on any time except 6 a.m. on the 12th, by which time we felt it would have been too late for anybody to produce any. But then we were proved wrong. Whilst we gave out this accreditation to the people who ought to enter at 6, between that time and beyond, some people still managed to go and produce some. I got extremely surprised when the security who were manning the screening processes and inspecting these guys told us that, look, they are detected fake ones. I personally said, no, that cannot be possible. These ones are too difficult to produce, and especially so, I mean, how could anybody do that? But trust the security, they were after it, and they made sure that they properly screened and turned away all persons who brought those illegal or unauthorized cards.
On calls for party unity, Mr. Khosa said though the NPP is not overly divided, the party needs to guard against disunity.
I keep saying that the biggest threat to all we're doing in our quest to wrestle power from the NDC is disunity. That is the biggest threat. And any leader of our party who gets the opportunity must caution against that. Sometimes the only worry that I have is, if I'm not careful, you overblow it. There have been differences. I don't think the NPP is overly divided. I don't think so. What it is may not be the best. We can work at it. But I believe that every leader should have the opportunity of making sure that we guard against disunity and make sure all that we do is in unity, even before we go into that big race that lies ahead of us.
Joining the program on the phone, the managing editor of the Daily Dispatch newspaper and poster, Ben Efton, noted that the old national executives of the NPP had a lot of challenges and therefore their mere removal does not guarantee the success of the party in 2016.
If the delegates think that the mere removal of executives will mean automatic victory, then they are mistaken. I think that the new executives will learn quickly that those who were in there faced lots of problems. There are people in the party working against Akufo-Addo. I will not mention names, but if the new executives, for example, find out why the NPP have been losing votes at Ashanti region, they find those involved. I've said, if you total the votes of people perceived Akufo-Addo loyalists got, Akufo-Addo could lose about 55% of the 5,000 who voted. For example, Samuel Oku is a known Akufo-Addo loyalist. He had 471. Pius Shadi is a known Alan loyalist. He got 115. The woman's organizer, Otiko, is perceived to be Alan. He got about 42% of the votes. If you add those perceived to be Nana, Bawusi, Tina, they are 56%. If you look at perceived Akufo-Addo supporters, that is Owari and Intim, they got 55. Afoko got 52 or 42.9. So if you look at even this nearly 5,000, Akufo-Addo has a fair share of that. I'm talking about 135,000 plus, where Akufo-Addo is even stronger. And even based on this, the 5,000, we haven't done any work. As I sit here, if more than one person contests Akufo-Addo in the fight battleship, then I get below 60, I'll be surprised.
Those were views of discussants on Radio Ghana's current affairs program, Focus, which looked at the aftermath of the NPP conference in Tamale.